let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Mitch Rosé, a California-based lifelong competitive and recreational runner, has completed his new book, Journal of a Road Warrior, a nostalgic look at some of the most memorable events of his more than 2,000 race running career. Written not only for runners, but it's written for everyone. Primarily based on his running adventures, there are also stories about family, life lessons learned, goals achieved, and much more. Mitch Rosé, author of Journal of a Road Warrior, an homage to a long and eventful running career and the personal satisfaction achieved in a pure form of friendly competition, is our guest on This Week in America. Nick, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, America. I love running, and I've written this book of my life story of over about five decades from when I was not a competitive runner yet, but I got into competing. Okay, the event I got started on was our family picnic. What happened was...
This is an amazing story. A family picnic got this started for you.
Oh, yeah. On the 4th of July, we always had most of our relatives show up, and we'd have like these events like egg toss, sack races.
Oh, yes.
Sprints. And basically, we... ran and had fun, and at the end we'd get awards, and basically I had my cousin, she would beat all of our male cousins at 7 to 12 years old, and she was a very good runner. And then they changed the event to this bottle with a sponge and a tub, and we had to fill the bottle up, and that was the first time I won. I beat her. I don't think she would like that I beat her, but but I did win for the first time, and I felt for the first time that it really feels good to win an event. And they hand out awards, and they actually called your name, and you would go up there and pick up the award, and it was really nice.
Well, yeah, and here we are, 2,000-plus organized races later. This is an amazing career, and you can read all about it behind the scenes, Nick's running adventures in Nick's book, Journal of a Road Warrior by Nick Trozzi. That's T-R-O-Z-Z-I. The book's available at Amazon, Page Publishing. We'll give you all of that later on in the program, including Instagram for Nick, so you can get in touch with him if you would like to do that. Besides the running aspect, and we'll talk about that plenty during the course of the program, it created relationships, I'm sure, for you with others along the way. Talk about that aspect of it, this almost camaraderie, I would think. If you're in 2,000-plus races, probably a number of relationships you've developed over the five decades.
Over the five decades? Well, starting in 1980 was when I first started running 5Ks, but I did run all-comers races at Pierce College, and that's when I started running early in the 1970s. And I met many people with like minds, because when you're a runner, you'd like to talk about the courses that we've ran for the 5Ks, 10Ks, or marathons, and go over what part was tough for you, what did you like. And then, you know, everybody that runs, you know, we're usually non-smokers, and we admire the fact that we want to stay in shape and be healthy.
With us on the program, Nick Trozzi, talking about what a remarkable career. And I say career, you didn't do this professionally, you just did it for fun, and we'll talk about that aspect of it and the satisfaction, the enjoyment, and staying in shape all of these years. When you talk about five decades, if you're watching the video, it looks like you couldn't be old enough to have been running for five decades unless you started at age two, and even that would be pushing it. So running actually works for Nick, so check out the video at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gee, when you run that long, talk about the changes along the way, specifically technology, running tracks, how that's evolved from the time you started. Just the gear, just the shoes, I think, have probably made dramatic improvement over the decades.
Oh, yeah. The first basic shoes that we used to run in the 70s and in the 80s were like the Chuck Taylor, the black and white
exactly,
shoes.
Exactly, yes.
And any other shoe that would go through all the running and hard knocks that you had to put it through.
Yes.
So those simple shoes were the start. And now in 2020, we have these great lightweight shoes that will actually propel you to run faster and better and longer without getting injured. So they're really made really nice. And you also have the new tracks. Okay, when I first started, you ran in dirt tracks and used to have to hammer these blocks into the ground. You had large spikes, and it was terrible because you didn't go very fast compared to a tartan track, because the tartan track actually makes you run faster, and you could run in the rain because the water would just flush off of it. And, you know, technology has made races faster because, okay, let's take if you saw any old footage of Jesse Owens, they used to have to take trowels, cut holes into the track, put their feet in there instead of blocks, and start from those holes in the track. And they'd have to fill them up again. So it, as far as it was funny. I mean, you know, I mean, they ran fast, but, you know, technology has gotten better and athletics has gotten better. So body mechanics, we've learned how to train each section of our body to get better so we could run faster. And, you know, in the 1920s, you know, there was very limited amount of training information, and the life back then was a lot harder. Now, you got the 2020. We know how to train properly, eat properly, and we have better training equipment. You know, use life cycles or anything like that for pumping on a bike, and treadmills. They didn't have treadmills back then, so you could run in any weather. And, you know, like I said, the running gear is much better and lighter. The shoes are much better. And like I said, on tracks, you don't have to use these huge spikes that we used to use. Now you could just these little needle spikes on the tartan tracks, which are much better. And, you know, if you took, okay, let's say one of the sprinters back from, Jesse Owen, and you put him in today's shoes, ran him on today's track, he still probably wouldn't be able to keep up with the runners today because of the training they had back in the 1930s and 40s. So the difference is you have much better training, much better diets, and you learn things now that weren't even thought of back then.
Some of the information you'll find, it's an enjoyable read, Journal of a Road Warrior by Nick Trozzi, that's T-R-O-Z-Z-I, book available. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon Page Publishing. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll get all the links to Barnes & Noble, and we'll go through those during the course of the program. It's available in a number of formats as well. Talk about some of the famous locations as you're reading through where all you've run. You've really got a chance to see some amazing locations, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, the Rose Bowl has been beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful stadium.
Yes.
And I've been to Dodger Stadium, and we've ran some crazy races over there, a lot of hills. So that was a tough course. One of the fun races I ran was Magic Mountain. They let you in there. You can't stop on the rides, but you could run around inside there. And it's great to see all the rides, but then you get to go on there later on. And places like Santa Monica Beach and the pier, that's always beautiful, you know, Southern California.
Yes.
And one other place is Griffith Park. They've had a lot of races over there over the years. So that was always a fun place to run.
It sounds like sort of a tour guide of Southern California and all the places. You mentioned all of those, and even if you have no idea much about Southern California, you've heard of those landmarks that Nick just talked about. Pictures in the book as well. Brushed into a number of celebrities. Talk about some of those that you've met in your running career.
Well, at the races, these celebrity MCs like to use their name to bring more runners in. Because, you know, if you have a celebrity there, I've got to see Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sharon Stone. Let me see. There was the original MacGyver. And I got to see Lance Armstrong at a race. And Steve Garvey. And, you know, a lot of these celebrities and singers, you know, they show up there. And it's great because, you know, you don't get to normally see them on their regular life. So it's really fun because I also got to meet past Olympians like Billy Mills and Mary Slaney.
Oh yes,
and she was Steve Scott, and those guys and ladies were major Olympians from the past.
Journal of a Road Warrior by Nick Trozzi, our guest on the program. What are some of the reasons, other than the actual running that we've talked about, some of the other reasons that you enjoy, that not just getting out physically and doing the running, but the other aspects of it that you've enjoyed over the career?
Well, okay. For your mind, okay, when you're running, it puts you at ease. And if you had a bad day and you go out for a run, it knocks the edge off and you feel better. And, you know, the endorphins you get from running, it makes you feel a lot better, you know. So your day doesn't end on a bad note. If you run at night, if you run in the morning, it's, you know, it's a little different. So it's very good for your mind. And running, well, one aspect of running in competition, you know, I liked when they had awards for age groups. And, you know, that's one other thing, you know, when you win races in your age group, you could be at a different age. You don't at my age, I don't have to run against 20-year-olds anymore.
Right, right.
Because they have 5 or 10-year age groups. So it's not like if I was playing a football game against 20-year-olds and I'm my age, you know, at 20, I was fast, of course. But at my age now, I couldn't do that. But running has helped my mental attitude, and I feel better after I run, and I know I've done something to help my health out so I could live longer or live better.
Well, yeah, the quality of life certainly has to improve with the diet, with the exercise, mentally as well as physically. You talk about that aspect of getting out and running and suddenly all the problems in real life sort of disappear as you're outside enjoying the moment in running, especially some of those beautiful locations that Nick talks about in his book, Journal of a Road Warrior. You mentioned the 5Ks, the 10Ks. What other types of runs have you been involved in?
Well, I've had fun running things like, not the Ironman triathlon, but a triathlon that, you know, running, biking, and swimming. And that was an interesting race. I had a little trouble because I didn't train enough in the swimming. And I've had, you know, races. There was a race that was a relay, and this was a huge race. It was called the Jimmy Relay. Jimmy Stewart, the star Jimmy Stewart.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
to see Jimmy Stewart. It was called the Jimmy Stewart Relay Marathon. So you took 5 guys and ran a fifth of the marathon, and you passed a baton in the whole race. It was a great event because you get to meet a lot of cool people, and you get to be on a team. And it's much nicer when you could share with the team instead of just by yourself. So I got to meet a lot of celebrities, and I've had a chance to get awards there, and it was a really great experience. If you could ever go back and Google that, Jimmy Stewart Relay Marathon, it's a great event.
Well, that sounds like it. And as I'm looking over the book, and we're talking here, the book Journal of a Road Warrior by Nick Trozzi, our guest in the program. There'll be information on where the book's available. Nick is on Instagram as well here in a second. And I'm thinking probably a lot of the aspects, the different techniques that you use to be successful in running, even if we're not a runner, we can learn. We can apply this to other facets of our lives. Is that true? I'm thinking about discipline for one thing. We all sort of lack self-discipline. You have to be very disciplined to do what you do. Is that an aspect that that you learned in running that you're able to use in other aspects of your life?
Yes. When you set up a workout or something, it's planned out. If you're a good runner, you plan things properly. You have to warm up properly, set up your workout, and make sure it's done properly. So some people, you know, they don't do that. You have to structure things in a way that things will get you to run better and also to not get injured.
Yes.
And that's a big thing. You don't want to get injured.
Well, and goal setting, I think, would be important, too. Journal of a World Warrior by Nick Trozzi, more than just runners. Runners will enjoy that, talking about the satisfaction, the friendly competition. Non-runners will enjoy, celebrities will enjoy pictures. And how Frank, how Nick went about setting up his life and the goals and achieving those goals. A couple minutes left in the program. Are you still running? Are you still competitive? I get the impression you're ready to get out and do a little training here yet today.
Oh, yeah. Today, I was checking my running websites to find races that I'm going to run basically next week's, you know, in the next few weeks. And then I take it down and then I try and weigh which ones I like better, you know, because if some fees are more expensive, some races are better. The people I know, my friends, will say, okay, I'm going to go to this race, so that'll sway me a little bit.
Right.
And depending on the courses, I like flatter courses. Hilly courses are fun and challenging, but I was always a heavier runner, so I always liked flatter courses. So I would always choose something that was a little bit lighter. And, you know, I've met so many great runners over the years, and I've had a lot of opportunities to have a lot of different things. I've, you know, like I said, I've got to go to different cities, meet different celebrities, meet all these different great places. It's just great. There was one person I have to really mention. This one person was Jack Bishan. This gentleman, he was around 90 years old, and he would show up at a lot of races. And he was really an inspiration, because at 90 years old, you're going to run a race. I mean, he didn't go fast, but to think at 90, you're still running and still out there competing, I mean, that
would be
just
an inspiration.
Great to see him out there.
That would be an inspiration. And you get to share all of Nick's experiences in his wonderful book, Journal of a Road Warrior. I'll give you all the information where that's available in just a second. I'm going to take a minute here before we have to wrap up. The video version, if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, and actually if you go to YouTube and put us in, you'll find the interview with Nick. You've got some numbers up behind you, the numbers that you wear during the races. Some of these, I see 4,753, 5,057. What's it like? And I often wonder when I'm looking at the start of a race and you're out there, maybe got some self-confidence, feel good about yourself, and you look around and you see hundreds, possibly thousands of other people, don't have a whole lot of space to navigate as well. What's that like when you run with that many people?
Okay. I have ran with 60,000 people. Was the biggest race I've ever ran. That was around the Coliseum. They had to run it in three different waves. It was amazing. It's like you're in a little sardine pack.
Oh, yeah.
You have no room because you're just standing there getting ready for them to shoot the gun, and then you take off. So it's fun, but you're really close to your friends for quite a while, depending on how long it takes for them to start the race. So I like to warm up a lot right before the race, your heart beat up, and get ready to run before the race. But you have to be ready, because you never know when that race starter is going to get that gun going. But it is really interesting standing there with thousands and thousands of your friends, you know, side by side right before the start is. It's like a cattle.
That's the way it looks. And I wondered firsthand, and you'll get a firsthand account of Nick and all that he does in his book, but that's exactly the way I perceive it in watching on television. Journal of a Road Warrior, Nick Trozzi. Nick, I mentioned all the places. Literally, if they sell books, they'll have your book. Talk about how people can go about getting the book.
Well, if you go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and you could purchase the book from there. Also, I'm going to have some links in different places from Page Publishing. That is the publisher that I had helped me put the book together. And that's quite a story, putting the book together. It took 50 years to get all the material, and it took 9 months to put all that material together. And I have, you know, like I said, it's not just for runners. There's stories of inspiration, family, different events, different places. It's kind of interesting when I had to put this book together, but it was fun, and it's really cool to produce a book and look at it every day and say, that's my baby.
Well, it is. And it, interesting, it's your baby. And it took 9 months to complete the process of getting the book out there. And you know, to mention Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those places, books available in paperback, hardcover, ebook format. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All of those are there, how you can get information on the book. What Instagram? How can they find you on Instagram?
Well, that, okay. A friend gave me the Instagram address. So when you put it on the YouTube website later on,
yes,
I'm not really good at that. So she basically told me to take pictures with the book in hand with runners, and I haven't done that yet. So I have to learn. I'm not up to date on Instagram, so I can't really give you a lot of information.
Well, that's why I ask you, because I'm not real sure how that works either. I'm still trying to hook up my fax machine, so I think I'm a little behind in technology here. But we'll have all that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can get all that information. Again, it's Nick Trozzi, T-R-O-Z-Z-I. The book is Journal of a Road Warrior. Hopefully there's a sequel to this. Any chance? I mean, you got 50 years of material there. Any chance of a sequel?
Yeah, well, maybe, because I have a lot of races that I didn't choose right away, you know, because I saw one and then I chose that one and I went, you know, from race one, race two, and then I said, okay, that one, I remember that one. And then later on, I'd remember material later on.
Go back and
because
pick up
I had,
those.
You know, in my journal, in my logbooks, the list of races, I put, the race name, the times, how I finished in the race, how the weather was, and what kind of course it was. So if I didn't remember it at that time, you know, now if I write a second book, I've remembered a lot more material going back over the numbers again.
Well, hopefully there is a second book, but there is a first book, and I encourage you to get information and order the book, a book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Journal of a Road Warrior, Nick Trozzi has been our guest. If you're Googling, that's Nick, T-R-O-Z-Z-I. Nick, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Journal of a Road Warrior. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, Nick Trozzi, the author of the book, Journal of a Road Warrior. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.